Rob Stein is the superintendent of the Roaring Fork School District. He recently sat down with a group of parents who voiced what they saw as a pattern of political bias within the district. Stein wrote an op-ed for the Glenwood Post Independent reflecting on the discussion. I spoke with him about the piece. Why did you decide to write this?
I've been feeling a lot of concern. I think the election season really heightened that concern for the quality of discourse in our society and its influence on our workplaces and kids in our schools. And I think that we all need to, regardless of our political beliefs, take a step back and reflect on the manner in which we interact and the ways in which we disagree.
What were the parents concerned about specifically?
It was a couple dads from Basalt, and they came to just share concerns they have about what they feel is not just the political bias, but squelching the views of more conservative students and families. And they listed some very legitimate concerns where they felt that teachers were maybe stretching a little bit of the outside of the subjects of their classes to ask kids to discuss issues that were more political than academic and in ways that were more one-sided than two-sided. It's not like they were even asking me to go back and investigate and correct. They were saying, hey, we're feeling this bias, and we'd like you to be mindful of it.
How do you do that? How do you present balanced perspectives?
Well, that's the hard part. And to these guys' credit, they were super respectful in how they presented the issues. It's very hard to say, you know, where's the fulcrum point? And yeah. Where's the balance point? And how do we make sure that we're presenting both perspectives? So that's the challenge that we face.
You've expressed that your school district is a safe place for students regardless of immigration status. You've been pretty vocal, it seems to me at least, about kind of trans rights for students. Is that political bias?
I think our obligation as educators is first and foremost to make sure that our kids are safe. So when we see a threat to their safety, then I feel a need to speak up. Expanding rights or asserting rights in the United States of America, I hope, would not be considered a political bias. But I do acknowledge that I myself am more interested in some rights than in others. I probably am more interested in protecting the rights right now of our immigrant population, our transgender students, than I am Second Amendment rights. I fully understand how some people might perceive that as a political act, and that's part of the complexity of these issues.
And is that a legitimate complaint?
Yes, I think it's a legitimate complaint. That's what I'm trying to say, is people who disagree with me do have a legitimate complaint. There were some dissenting views expressed in regards to the district's adoption of a resolution affirming our safe haven for immigrant students. We had a student from the high school come over and speak against the resolution, but he did so in such a mature way. That's the issue I'm getting at, is I really respected that student for doing that.
Mm-hmm. If that student, if he had come to you and in a very mature way expressed racist, kind of white supremacist ideas, is that okay?
Well, we have a non-discrimination policy and we have laws. I think we get into questions around what, you know, having ideas versus how you express your ideas and how you act on your ideas. My obligation as an educator is to help him clarify his thinking, not try to shut him down.
Do you have any sense for policies you might enact or ways that you can take this reflection and change the culture of the school district?
I think we need to expand that circle of we. You know, we live in a community in the Roaring Fork Valley that includes a lot of diverse viewpoints, and we all shop in the same stores and we send our kids to the same schools. I think that's one of our strengths, and that gives me hope that it decreases our ability to objectify others or to stereotype others when we're living and working and shopping together every day.